Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Baltimore shortly to take part in a Memorial Day ceremony there over the objections of that city's Democratic mayor. Baltimore is still on lockdown because of the coronavirus, and Mayor Jack Young said in a tweet yesterday that the president should stay home, saying a presidential visit sends the wrong message. The president, though, saying he's not changing his plans, and he and the First Lady will be there as scheduled. Millions of Americans have been venturing out over this Memorial Day weekend in some of the biggest crowds seen since the start of the virus pandemic. In Ocean City, Maryland, this family from New Jersey said they just simply had to get out and go to the beach.
We just wanted to get away, have the kids have some fun, and not have this ruin such a big holiday. We just wanted to get away from Jersey.
This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
PBS airing its annual Memorial Day concert last night, albeit being from a remote setting because of the pandemic. Many of the performances were actually archived footage. Here's Sam Elliott telling the story of one World War II veteran from a previous year.
I still wake up at night sometimes thinking about the guys. Every man that walked into those machine guns and that artillery fire on Omaha Beach that day, every man was a hero. What kind of person would I be if I didn't tell their stories?
Once one of President Trump's biggest boosters, Ann Coulter, is now tearing into him again, the conservative commentator is angry that the president is trashing his former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump has endorsed Sessions' rival in a U.S. Senate race in Alabama. Coulter defended Sessions on Twitter and then called President Trump a moron, a blithering idiot, and a shallow, broken man. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Three Republican groups are suing California's Governor Gavin Newsom for what they call an illegal power grab, the Democrat issuing an executive order to send mail-in ballots to all registered voters for the November general election, saying he wants to reduce the spread of the virus. The Republican National Committee, National Republican Congressional Committee, and the California Republican Party argue that ballots could be sent to people who have moved or died. The groups say that could increase the risk of voter fraud. President Trump is welcoming a new addition to the family, a lawyer, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
His youngest daughter, Tiffany, has recently graduated from Georgetown Law School. At 26, Tiffany is President Trump's daughter with his second ex-wife, actress Marla Maples. She had to give up the traditional commencement ceremony after school shut down and shifted to online instruction because of the coronavirus outbreak. Tiffany Trump is the first lawyer in the family business. Her older siblings, Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, followed their father into the world of business. Her younger brother, Baron, is 14 and enrolled in a private school in Maryland.
In Orlando, Florida, Disney World's not yet reopened, but Universal Studios is planning to reopen on the 5th of June. The theme park outlining new safety measures that will be in place, including social distancing and face masks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. We are standing by, waiting for our next guest, Brian Mark Rigg. Boy, I'll tell you, what a historian, and all the hard work that he's put into his brand new book called Flamethrower, Iwo Jima Medal of Honor recipient, and U.S. Marine Woody Williams and his controversial award, Japan's Holocaust and the Pacific War. So much to understand. It is amazing for all the history books that have been written about World War II, and especially that which took place in the Pacific Theater. There's still so many more stories, and that's what I guess what happens is you start to realize, some of these stories that it exists, and you find out, you go, wait a minute, how come we didn't know about this already? And you would think by now, maybe most of the stories, but look, when you have, dare I say, thousands of people involved in the war of World War II, and the sad thing about it is here we are, where there are so few of World War II veterans around, and in addition to that, I can say, much like, in my experience with my father, who was in the European theater, they didn't speak freely about what happened in the war. They came home to a hero's welcome, and then life went on. And they had to scramble. And you talk about scrambling. I mean, like what we're going to have to go through here after COVID-19. I mean, the country was on pause dealing with World War II. Every focus was about World War II. And so you come back, and industry has to reorient and retool and redefine itself. This is, again, speaks of the greatness of America. And the reason it's great is because of the liberties. I mean, if you were constrained and you had to wait on Central Command to decide what you needed to do for you and your family, we'd still been waiting. And all the innovation and creativity that has been demonstrated since the return of our vets in World War II, and all these great things that have happened over the decades, it happened because we live in a free society. Now, think about that. Now, if we were waiting on, as I said, the mothership and Central Command to tell us what to do, we'd still be on pause, or we'd be going in the wrong direction and be operating in so many typical ways. I know we sound like we're always critical about government. And I think, we should be, to a degree. That's our job. I mean, really, it's the job of the media, but the media's kind of checked out right now. They kind of figured out that if they go along, with the government in abandoning their reason to exist and abandon their critical, important position in holding government accountable, I mean, this is how this works. But unfortunately, our media has been compromised. And so what are we relying on? You know, we're relying on independent people like yours truly and other operatives that are out there in the name of truth pursuing it. And I mean, I got to tell you, I'm impressed. Because when you go through the internet today and you see what people are reporting on, even on Twitter, it is amazing. So though the media may have sold out, there are many Americans, many patriots across the country, and it's not about them being Democrats or Republicans. What we're all sold out to is our God-given rights, and that's which has been enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. And speaking of which, I would say that today is a great day to revisit that document. And I'll remind you several times a year when we need to come together and read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Spend some time with this. I mean, you know, especially right now, because we have a little bit more time on our hands and we can read a little bit more. But especially if you can get those that are with you today. Not everybody is opened up to where families are getting together. I mean, we're still somewhat limited, whatever state you're in, to the certain number of people that can be in your posse, still maintaining, you know, that 6 feet of social distancing that's so important, hand washing, all that good stuff, wearing a mask if you are infected, wearing a mask if you're sensitive, look, it's a free country. You can wear a mask or not wear a mask. But obviously, you know, if you're not wearing a mask, it's because you're pretty sure that you're not carrying around a disease or that you're going to be far enough away from anybody that you're not going to infect them. And this is the way most of America works. And I understand, look, at some people say, well, all it takes is one. Yes, you're right. And you don't know because this is an invisible disease. People are asymptomatic. We are building up herd immunity. I still believe that herd immunity has been compromised. And as you've heard me ask the professionals about, is that because the way we shut everything down and we did it across the board, that yes, we may have flattened the curve, but we also flattened the curve in terms of what needed to be happening with herd immunity. You know, there is a good thing for us to be exposed for those healthy individuals that can withstand the virus because they're going to be build up antibodies. This is going to give us some more research and information that is needed right now and to be able to do it in the context of our liberties. As Matt Whitaker said, look, there's no exception in our Constitution for a pandemic, but yet there are powers to be that want to believe that that's the case, that all of a sudden because of this pandemic that, you know, we throw out all the constitutional rules out the window. Well, we do that and we do it at a terrible risk because we end up being set up for something all in the name of fear. And are we better off as a result of, you know, the final resolution of all this when we've compromised our liberties? Because we operate in a free society. And if you blunt the aspects and characteristics of a free society, what do you have coming out the other side? You're going to have some governor saying, well, you know, our draconian measures really work. This is what it's all about. And we're going to have other governors saying, look, it, we opened up. I mean, you know, it's interesting with Governor Kemp in Georgia, how greatly criticized he was for being, you know, the canary in the coal mine. He was one of the first ones to come out. Oh, no, you're opening up. You're opening soon. Like as if he didn't think about this. Like as if he didn't have his, you know, battalion of experts and modelers and that sort of thing. And, of course, we know, based on the information and the modeling that we've been given, not all that perfect, right? It's all controversial. It's all kind of a stab. I mean, we're not even a plus or minus 3% range. I mean, they have been off horrendously. And even to the point, as I keep on mentioning, where Dr. Birx got on the CDC and said, you guys are off by 30%. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, we're shutting down the country, lives are being affected, and you're off by that much, all under the aspect that, oh, if you save one life, then somehow that justifies this. We're better than this, and we need to demand better from the people who are inputting the information. Otherwise, we're relying on people that have already invalidated themselves. you know, like the, you know, the same people that gave us all the modeling for climate change, right? I mean, and we go off of their information, even though they've lost credibility, they haven't been able to perform on their previous models, but somehow we give them renewed credibility and we shut down our government, we shut down our economy because of their input. We're better than this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065. Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. And if you want to drop me an email, I always love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, this month we have the pleasure of honoring nurses throughout history. noting their brave care that they are presently administering for victims of the coronavirus. And this is according to an article by the historian Brian Mark Rigg, author of the book Flamethrower, which I had mentioned earlier. Wow, I mean, this is quite the book, by the way. We're going to talk more about it. In it, he talks about, writes about the Iwo Jima Medal of Honor recipient and the U.S. Marine Woody Williams and his controversial award, Japan's Holocaust and the Pacific War. Well, today, we always hear that war is hell. But unless you've experienced war firsthand, you have no idea. And as we've had this discussion with many military veterans, I mean, I served in the military, my two brothers, my dad did, my second oldest brother, he was in the middle of war in country in Vietnam. My older brother and myself, I think my older brother was in Da Nang for a short period of time. I stayed stateside, serving the country. Good morning, Ken Pendleton. You've heard me say that. That's what I did for the Marine Corps for, you know, a year and a half while I was in service. But my dad and my second oldest brother, they dealt. They were on the front lines. You know, my father is a medic in the European theater with General Patton during World War II, and my brother in country as a field radio operator in the Army. And so they were there. So unless you've really been there, and as I said, I've mentioned with other veterans who have been in this situation, and this is why it sometimes is hard for people to connect with the impact of our soldiers coming back with, PTSD. And we didn't even know, and we still, I think, we're still researching and understanding the impact. We see the results, 2022 veterans a day are committing suicide, even today. I mean, this is heartbreaking to consider that they went to serve our country and they're so damaged as a result of what they experience on the field of battle that they lose hope. They go, they enter a dark space of despair. And now I am saying this, and with all due respect to those who are suffering, and they would probably say, Bill, you have no idea. Just like most of us have no idea when we say war is hell. Because if you haven't been there, and you're not there in a combat situation, and you've got your buddies on each side of you being blown away, and you survive, and you've endured that situation. But even when you've survived, it's like, okay, what kind of survival some of these veterans will tell me, so what have I been survived to as a result of it? I mean, this scrambles, as best I can understand in my conversations with them, that it scrambles their brains in such a way that it's shocking for them. And then they come here back to a country that they defended and fought for, and they hear the loose lips that sink ships, and they hear the perspectives of very ignorant people, of which I'm one. By comparison, even trying to address this issue, and I'm only trying to address this issue that maybe we can open up the conversation and understand that we know so little of what we talk about. But these soldiers know as best, and here they know. And I say as best they can communicate and even understand and articulate what the heck went on. Because I can tell you, even with my father and the World War II, as I mentioned earlier, World War II vets, they were very reticent to talk about it. My dad didn't go around and talk about World War II. I mean, he shared with us, lessons that he learned, and he translated them for everyday living, but not as it related to the field of battle or what he experienced as a medic and why life was so precious and even why he walked so humbly. The impact that war had on him and others that experienced World War II, certainly a lot more. And then we had a lot of my contemporaries going to Vietnam and what they experienced, and then coming back and because of the political environment. See, and this is where we are right now. The political environment that we're in, and people are suffering. And even in the midst of their suffering, people want to be very loose in trying to put in their two cents about what's going on. And as I mentioned, in fact, when I first mentioned it, people go, well, how do you know that, Bill? You know, about people dying, you know, without their families. And now, you know, it's they talk about it. But back then, you know, it was they thought, well, you're kind of jumping the gun here, aren't you? I go, no, think about it. You know, common sense tells you these people are, you know, that are dying in hospitals or that have been quarantined away from their families. They're dying alone. And the only person that's next to them is maybe, you know, a first responder, a nurse. And, and we honor the nurses and we're grateful, you know, for the doctors and nurses, first responders, those. I say grateful, it just seems like such a, you know, a very casual statement to make. But for those families that are greatly affected. And I can tell you, when my brother, my oldest brother, passed away, and he was on a ventilator for 8 months. And I can tell you, I was so grateful, you know, for the nurses that were with him on a daily basis. And you could tell that they had a relationship with him. And it was a sad day when we finally had to make the decision to remove him off the ventilator and allow him to pass. But it's what the nurses knew, and my brother intermittently with his family, but it's what he knew on a daily basis. This is a tough situation, ladies and gentlemen. But again, this is where I think that we are at that moment in time to make the right choice, to make a profound, life-changing, and country-altering choice to get out of this, you know, bitter partisanship and to think well of one another. Yes, there's going to be some situations that, you know, are almost impossible to argue, but we can't argue. I mean, yes, we're open for debate, but debate and healthy debate can only take place when we respect the other person and their point of view. And this is why, you know, some things that happen, it's like I just want to say, help me understand. You know, help me understand, you know, for those people who, according to polls, say that Joe Biden could do a better job than President Trump on anything except the economy. Help me understand. What is your perspective? What facts are you bringing to bear on that debate and on that issue so that I can be better and I can be enlarged as a result of the conversation? Not canceled, not outraged, not this outrage culture that we deal with that Dan Crenshaw mentions in his book. I mean, what a waste. A waste of emotion and energy. And the dumbing down of America as a result of this outrage culture. We're not all the better because of it. Just because you've let off steam and you've allowed your passions to run away and, you know, beat people down. Ironically, the very people that you beat down, experience has taught us, at least has taught me, is that the very people that I beat down and invalidate are the very people that have that piece of the missing puzzle that I need in order to lead to fulfillment and take me to my next level of elevation. But, you know, this is what we do, all for the sake, what, of our own egos? Like as if we know. What a mess. I'll tell you again, it's moments and choices, and the moment is now, and the choice is up to me and you, and thank God we live in a free country where we still can make that free choice. And this is why, again, we honor and we thank those that have paid the price this Memorial Day. Thank you for being with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Baltimore shortly to take part in a Memorial Day ceremony there over the objections of that city's Democratic mayor. Baltimore is still on lockdown because of the coronavirus, and Mayor Jack Young said in a tweet yesterday that the president should stay home, saying a presidential visit sends the wrong message. The president, though, saying he's not changing his plans, and he and the First Lady will be there as scheduled. Millions of Americans have been venturing out over this Memorial Day weekend in some of the biggest crowds seen since the start of the virus pandemic. In Ocean City, Maryland, this family from New Jersey said they just simply had to get out and go to the beach.
We just wanted to get away, have the kids have some fun, and not have this ruin such a big holiday. We just wanted to get away from Jersey.
This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, with shelter-in-place orders still going strong in most of the country, usage of social media has increased, but for those with disabilities, understanding some of those social media posts can be hard. Global Accessibility Awareness Day promotes digital accessibility and inclusion for people with all disabilities. Globally, over a billion people live with some form of disability. According to the World Health Organization, an estimated 2.2 billion people worldwide have vision impairment or blindness, and an estimated 466 million people worldwide, that's 5% of the population, have disabling hearing loss. Now, ahead of Global Accessibility Awareness Day, Facebook's head of accessibility, Mike Shabanek, is going to be joining us and talk about some useful tips on how to make your Facebook posts more approachable so that everyone can easily understand them. Mike Shabanek, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks.
All right. Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Break it down. What is it? When is it?
Well, it's Thursday in May, and it's really just a great day for everybody to stop what they're doing, pay a little more attention to the fact that people have disabilities, but they're active online. And in fact, for people with disabilities, they're even more reliant on the internet and social media like Facebook. to stay informed and stay connected. So it's really important that we do what we can so that when we're creating our posts that they can read them.
Well, Michael, explain to us how Facebook is making it possible for people with disabilities to use social media.
Well, we have a couple of tips we put together for people because they may not be aware that there's a lot of really simple things they can do to make their posts more accessible. One of the most easy ones is probably hashtags. So we all love and use hashtags. It's just a bunch of words stuck together that creates a tag that we can use to search or share what we create. But because they're stuck together and with no spaces in between the words, people with learning disabilities or reading disabilities sometimes have a real difficulty understanding what those hashtags are. And for people who are blind or visually impaired and use something called a screen reader, which is a feature built into a phone or computer that reads out using a spoken computer voice what's happening on the screen, those can be really confusing and sound just like alphabet soup. So
yeah.
Something that's really simple for everyone is just to use upper and lowercase characters. So use an uppercase character at the beginning of each word, and that'll make those words easier to understand and read and easier to listen to.
And you also say use plain language.
Another one is emoji.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Sorry, Bill. Plain languages, as you said, was another great idea. It's really simple, but it's just for people, again, with learning or cognitive disabilities. Using short sentences and plain language just makes what you have to say easier to understand so you can communicate with everybody. I was going to mention two things like emojis, which are really popular on social media. Those are those little characters, those little symbols that we use to add emotion to what we say. And most people don't realize that those are actually encoded with descriptions. So even for people who are blind and visually impaired, even though they can't see what those look like, they'll actually be able to hear a description and know what you're feeling when you create that post.
Oh, very cool. So how, you know, let's go back to the hashtags first. How do they use the hashtag? I mean, break it down for them in the most fundamental ways of, you know, hashtags. How do you incorporate these hashtags? Or you just make one up, you know, each time you want to use, you know, some type of limited idea? How do you do this?
Yeah, they're really fun, actually. So as you're creating your post, if you want people to know about the subject or something that might interest them about your post, you can create something called a hashtag. And you just type out a few words, don't put any spaces in between them, and put the hashtag symbol just at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook will pick that up. It will know that, and then it will share that with other people so they can, when they're typing out their hashtags, recommend it. Or if you're searching for something related on the same topic, it will try and find other posts that match that hashtag.
I see. That's how it works. So it's all done. I mean, very powerfully, very effectively by Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and that's good to know. So anybody can set up their own hashtag at any time in the middle of their post, right?
That's exactly right. You
okay.
can have as many as you want.
Well, good. Emojis, again. So how do the emojis, how do they know to how to insert the emoji?
Well, there's a little button on the screen that you can tap, and it'll bring up a really cool little menu of lots of these little emoji pictures. There's thousands of them. Some are smiling, some are winking, some are frowning, some have angry faces on them, and it really is just a really fun and interesting way to add emotion to what you're saying.
Now, you also suggest that you can add alternative text descriptions for photos you share, right? How do you do that?
Well, it might be surprising for a lot of people that people who are blind or have visual impairments love photography. And the way they can participate in the photos that you post or that they share is this thing called alt text. So when you're uploading a photo, you'll have the opportunity to create a small caption or a couple of phrases that describe what's in the photo. Keep them short and keep them simple. So instead of saying something like, you know, hanging out with mom at home, say something like, you know, baking chocolate chip cookies with mom. Something that's very descriptive so people understand what's in that photo.
Mm-hmm. And that's also tied into, you know, a text transcript with your audio recordings as well in your videos.
Yeah, well, videos, we're used to seeing those on TV with closed captioning, perhaps, and you can do the same thing for the videos you post on Facebook. So you can create those captions right in the video on your phone, or you can create them separately and upload them as, when you're uploading those videos for people to enjoy.
Michael, I got to imagine people with disabilities and others are really appreciating what Facebook is doing here, because this is really dynamic. I mean, it's like you're constantly working, in a sense, in responding to the ideas and the participation of those on Facebook that are really expanding this aspect of the experience, right?
Yeah, you know, Facebook's mission is to connect the world and bring it closer together, and we want to make sure people with disabilities are just as well included as everyone else. So we're working really hard to make Facebook itself more accessible, and we really want to encourage everyone who's using Facebook to make their content accessible too.
Well, we're talking with Facebook's head of accessibility, Mike Shabanek, and on Thursday it is going to be Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Michael, why did Facebook decide to make Thursday Global Accessibility Awareness Day?
Well, it turns out that this day is international, and so we are simply taking advantage of the opportunity to participate and encourage others to recognize Global Accessibility Awareness Day, too.
And what do you hope to draw out of this? What would be a successful Global Accessibility Awareness Day for Facebook?
Well, for us, it would just be to get the message out that people with disabilities are welcome on Facebook and social media, that we are listening to their needs and requirements, and that we're working hard to make Facebook an even more accessible experience for everyone. And we want to encourage everyone else to be part of that.
Yeah, it's user-friendly, and you want to make it more user-friendly. And so get involved and participate and, you know, share your ideas so the community can all benefit from it, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So as we mentioned, you know, video is such an important part of social media experience. And we, I want to give you a little bit more time to unwrap the aspect of, you know, how people can make their videos more accessible.
Yeah, so you can use things like the iMovie app on an iPhone to add subtitles to the bottom of that video. And so when that video is played back by people who can't hear, they can actually just read along as the video is progressing. If a video is short, you can just write out a simple transcript, plain text, and just post it with that video. So if people can't hear the audio track, they can just read along with the transcript.
And, Michael, this technology that you're talking about is easily interfaced, right? I mean, this is kind of no-brainer stuff. I mean, sometimes people hearing this for the first time might say, wow, I'm really not all that tech-oriented. But the way you're explaining it, it seems that, you know, this is kind of a no-brainer.
Well, we want to make it as easy as possible, and so that's what these tips are intended to do. But I think one of the more surprising things is that people with disabilities are so active in the digital space. And one of the most surprising things people might learn is that all of these different accommodations, or what we call assistive technologies, are built right into the phones and computers that we use. So we might think that people with disabilities aren't participating and don't know how to use computer technology, but in fact, it's actually pretty readily available and pretty easy to use.
Probably the people with disabilities, you know, we say disabilities, and I almost have to chuckle at times because I think that when you watch them, they make us look so disabled. You know, because they handle this technology so flawlessly. I mean, it's it's a bit of comedy, I guess, or irony at all at the same time. Mike Shabanek, who heads the accessibility at Facebook, has over 30 years of experience in the tech industry, has a passion for accessibility and digital inclusion. Michael, that's awesome that you're able to maximize and employ your giftings and talents on behalf of those who are disabled, the disabled community, and the rest of us who think that we're not, but maybe we are just a little bit. But you're very patient and kind. Thank you so much, Michael, for being with us. Take care.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible!
credible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour on this Memorial Day as we honor and remember the fallen for America. Those that fell for you and me, paying the ultimate price, as we say. And I got to bring Adam Holtz on with us. He's the director of Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, how are we doing, buddy? We feeling good?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I mean, today is one of those hallowed days in our history where we pause to remember not only the fallen, but the families of the fallen. You know, it's one thing, you know, as the Bible says, when you're gone, you don't remember. You're not there to praise God anymore.
Right.
But in the land of the living, you know, it is us that are here today at this moment, able to praise God and going through the emotions. And I just have so much empathy for those families, Adam, that, yeah, you know, come together on days like this especially. And, you know, they remember in a very special way, you know, as President Ronald Reagan said, you know, young men and women who died for our country that, you know, forsake a future that put their lives on the line, you know, not to get married, some in some cases, not even to be married, not to raise their children, walk their daughter down the aisle, all those things that a free America can do. And that they have given us, in a sense, it's a gift from them to us and to future generations, is it not?
It is, and I think, you know, one of the things that I would observe about our culture is, and I think this is especially true. I'm 49. I'm smack in the middle of Gen X, from Gen X to Millennials to Gen Z on down. I think one of the things that has happened with all of our technology and communication and information is we have become functionally almost ahistorical.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The only thing that matters is right now and getting what I want. And I think that's in part because of our consumer society, too. But I think Memorial Day offers a really great opportunity for families to sit down with their kids and say, this is what this is about. And the freedoms that you take for granted because you've never known anything else are freedoms that were defended and protected by men and women, as you said, many who gave everything. You know, the old saying, all gave some gave all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes,
those who have survived also carry a burden if they have, you know, been in situations that caused trauma. And, you know, you and I talk about the movies, and one movie that I saw a couple months ago, it's streaming on DVD now, is The Last Full Measure.
Yes, right.
Which is a Vietnam War movie about a man who basically rescues a ton of people in a battle in Vietnam and then is killed in action. And his buddies spend the next 30 years or so trying to get him awarded a posthumous Medal of Honor. And I've seen a lot of Vietnam movies, and most of them oftentimes just focus on the carnage and the horror. And obviously that is an important part of that story. But what I liked about this movie, and it's an R-rated movie, it's got some violence, it's got some language, it's a war movie. You know, Samuel L. Jackson's in it, so you know it's got some language. What I liked about it was it really helped me to get a glimpse of what survivors of that war were still carrying 30 years later.
Right.
And so I think, yes, we absolutely recognize those who gave their lives. But I think culturally, I'm not sure we've done great at honoring the veterans, and especially Vietnam. I mean, those men and women paid a tremendous price when they came back.
Well, it's almost as if that moment has passed in such a way that there's no do-over. There's nothing you can do about it. And I was a Vietnam era vet, did not go to country. My brother, two oldest brothers did. So I was fortunate in that regard. But still, I can only imagine, you know, when you talk with, you know, veterans who were in country and endured what they did, and there they are, for the sake of their lives, their buddies to the right and to the left being blown up, coming back, some not only in body bags but in pieces, and they themselves affected with PTSD. And, of course, we've had other wars since as well,
sure,
that our soldiers are being affected by PTSD. And this is why we're having, 2022 veterans committing suicide every day, every day. You know,
exactly.
And so I guess the point is that I'm saying is that, you know, Vietnam and the soldiers at that moment in time, because I keep saying for some reason God has just placed this on my heart, is that how precious moments and choices are in our lives. And when the men came back, the men and women came back from Vietnam, that was a moment and choice that was made. And our country was ill-prepared because they were a bunch of spoiled brats objecting to the war and thinking all about themselves instead of the greater good. And this is the problem where we are right now, is that we're so partisan and so self-focused that we're not seeing the other people who are carrying injuries with them, that some are war-related, some are not. I mean, in a sense, you could say that this COVID-19 is war-related, because even the president and others have declared this as a war.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's another group of people who pay a heavy price, too, and it might be a quieter price, but it's a real one, and that's the wives of men who are deployed. And there's a new movie out this weekend called Military Wives, starring Kristen Scott Thomas. And she's a part of a group that basically forms a choir for military wives to sing in. And it might seem like, if you're not familiar with it, it might seem like kind of a hokey premise, but it's based on a real thing. And what this movie does is it sort of, you know, lifts the veil on the struggles that military wives face. And my sister, her husband is, in the Army, and he's been overseas multiple times, and I've watched her struggle with his deployments. And the struggle is on so many different levels, because that absence and the uncertainty, and you never know what they're experiencing happening over there when they come back. Anyway, it's another movie that I think it's got a little language. It's PG-13, so it's probably not for really young kids, but I think it's another film that can give people a good sense of what that group of people, who the military wives, what they deal with when their husbands are deployed.
Exactly. I mean, you know, think about it. When they're deployed, I mean, you know, deployments can range anywhere from 6 months to, you know, 13, sometimes 18 months.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, how critical their job is and who else can come in and replace them. You know, as they go out, somebody else has to come in. But, you know, you think of that impact to be away from your family that long. I mean, I can tell you, in my experiences, when I had young kids, Adam, I was doing a lot of traveling. I don't know, traveling has been part of my life. And I could be away from home, from the family for about a week. When it started getting close to 2 weeks, I started to get cranky. I wasn't doing real well. And that's me. That's not even saying what the kids are going through or what my wife was going through at the time. You know, she's never really, you know, told me and expressed what it was like. And, you know, she just kind of accepted it and kept herself busy. And the kids, you know, they're kids. So they just know that, you know, dad's home. Dad's not home, you know. But still, you know, and you think to be gone, you know, months, over a year at a time.
Yeah.
Wow. That's got to take its toll.
No, it's got to take a toll. And so, again, circling back to your main point, this is a day to recognize those who have served, and it's a day to help those who may not understand its importance. Just, you know, it's not just a day off.
You know?
It's a day to reflect on those who have sacrificed for the values we cherish as Americans.
I believe it's a real hallowed day and a day to reconnect with our Constitution. I say, look at, you know, maybe at lunch or dinner, you know, sit down, everybody in the family, whoever's there at the house, read the Constitution, read the Bill of Rights, and be encouraged once again. I mean, we owe that to those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. So lots of streaming movies, Trip to Greece, you review?
Yeah, Trip to Greece is, you know, Steve Coogan and another British actor who, they've done four of these trip movies now. They're actually, it's a BBC series that when each season's done, they condense it into a movie. So it's Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, and they kind of play exaggerated versions of themselves as they take a trip across Greece. But this time around, they spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, existential things, about death, about influence, about what matters. You know, there's some innuendo and some language issues. This is a movie that's going to obviously appeal to a certain segment of people, and a lot of other people, you know, don't want to see two British guys talking about the meaning of life over meals in Greece, you know.
Right. So, well, see, I think this is why you and I need to do a modern-day version of Road to Rio. Man, we'll just go, and you and I, we'll make sure the language is cleaned up.
Right.
You know, for the family. Right?
Maybe we don't want to go to Rio right now.
Exactly. No. But I just only for reference. For some people that might know what I'm talking about, but have the audience goes, Road to Rio, so, well, you know, it's okay. But, all right. So, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog is out. You know, it's about, it's based on a video game and came out a couple months ago in theaters for about a week before everything shut down, and it's now out on DVD, and it's about a little blue electric hedgehog that runs around. Pretty fun movie. I also want to just note our TV coverage. We're trying to take care of everything that's big and buzzworthy on TV right now, and so three new shows that have gotten a lot of buzz are The Great, which is about Catherine the Great, Snowpiercer, and Defending Jacob. So if you've seen ads for any of those or are curious about them, you can also get it plugged in and get everything you need to know about that.
You like Snowpiercer? I've been seeing a lot of ads on that.
Oh, it's really got a lot of content. And I would say it's an interesting, the premise is more interesting than the show. Let's
okay.
That way.
All right. We'll leave it there. Lots to enjoy and lots to honor on this Memorial Day. Adam Holtz from Plugged In, Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
Thank
God bless.
You.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.